We have a shirt designed by Seth Haney. All profits go to the Equal Justice Initiative. Pick one up at flickers.threadless.com.
This is Flickers.
Thematic explorations of
the good,
the true,
and the beautiful
in music.
I'm Matt Linder.
And I'm Monica Hauer. Last episode, we heard Crispin Mayfield, Jeremy Doan, and Chris Carnotti's light selections.
And now we'll hear from
Blake Collier
on Pyre.
And finishing out our light theme with
Damon Ham
on Lanterns Lit.
Awesome, sweet. And I think that you'll find that light is explored differently in these song choices than the song choices of the previous episode. For instance, Blake in his exploration of Pyre speaks of a cleansing fire.
And the first thing I notice whenever I start listening to Pyre is there's this, and I'm using Pyre, using the wrong musical term, but go with it. I notice the loose, ragged tremolo effect in the beginning and kind of wavers. And that effect specifically reminds me, or it kind of gives me an image of flames flickering in the draft, the way it wavers. The song is all about fire. It's all about purity. It's all about finding our way through the fire and the light in order to be purified and in order for the bad things to be burned away and the inconsequential things to be burned away. The light shows all that we are, the flame, the fire emits that light and leaves us naked before it. In theory, fire is this image of cleansing fire, basically, and this idea that fire is judgment. But once you go through that fire, you are cleansed, you are pure. I get the sense that as the music kind of becomes a lot more heavy and distorted, that we are entering through the fire. The pulsing noises that happen along the way seem to, there's an electronic frayed sound that happens in the backside of them that is really interesting if you listen close enough. And that in itself kind of makes me imagine Ryan thinking about the nature of fire and how he could make a note feel like it was being burned. So when I hear those pulsing noises, I hear the fray on the back end, and I think about how even the notes of the song are being dissolved into what they truly were meant to be, even as metaphorical as it may be. There's a choir that adds to the instrumentation of the song throughout, and they feel like they're beckoning the fire and the light to come. They're beckoning for it. They're wanting it, and yet I think there's an element of the way their voices kind of drown at the end of each of their parts. That once the fire does come, they don't realize what they're asking for. They're drowned out in the fire at various times throughout the song. Their voices are being consumed at times in the fire, and the percussive and the electronic instrumentation kind of is the stand-in for that kind of imagery. That percussive and electronic instrumentation is what fills out most of the song. It's a pretty good image of a fire, of a something powerful, but emits light and warmth and burns and hurts. But we get through the other side and we feel a change. There's a moment in the song where Ryan Lott sings, "Bring all your things and we'll build up higher. And in the fury of alarms, we shall begin. We can begin again."
In the flame, and
this idea that this fire, this destruction of things and ourselves is all for a good, in the sense that what light does, it illuminates everything that we've done, everything that we are, and we become known. And so once we're known, we're able to be given freedom to start again. It's this idea that, like, you know, whenever you're a kid and you're keeping a secret, you know, you broke a record in your parents' collection or something like that, and you didn't tell anyone and you haven't confessed your sin to them, and you're just holding the secret and you feel horrible because you're like, they're going to find out, I'm going to be in bad shape, I'm going to get spanked or put in, you know, time out or whatever it may have been. And when it happens, when they find out, yeah, it sucks, but it also feels so much better. You don't have the weight of that sin, of that brokenness on your soul, on your mind, and on your heart anymore. You're free to start again. You know better now. Next time, hopefully, when you break something or when you do something, you confess and you release it. And yeah, there are consequences, but to be known is freedom. And so what the light does, and what I think the fire does in this song, metaphorically, is it clears away all the things that we put between ourselves and others and ourselves and God, and it burns it. And it says, you don't need any of that. You're just hiding. Everything that you are doing, you're attempting to separate yourself from others and from me. By going through the fire, yeah, it hurts and it's painful, and a lot of consequences will happen because of it. But on the other side, you're known, and your soul and your heart and your mind are illuminated, and you can start again. I get that sense from the song when I listen to it, is it's taking that juxtaposition, that delineation between the pain of it, of fire, and the pain of being known and caught in whatever sin and brokenness we have. But it also sees that has to happen in order for something good to come of it.
Fire is an exposing agent, but one that is ultimately helpful. Interesting.
Definitely. So we've arrived to our final song of our final theme.
And appropriately, it's the song Lanterns Lit, because, you know, what does a flame in a lantern do?
It flickers.
Exactly. We began our themes with the angry prayer of Stolen in response to the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And we're ending with Damon talking about the dim light of Lanterns Lit as he reflects on what the song means in this current cultural moment.
But this one, I think I just like the melody on this one. Again, it was just kind of, I don't want to say melancholy, but it just the vibe of the music. Not so much the lyrics on this one. But this one, I just like the sounds, to be honest. So I don't have a whole lot of information for this one, but I really just enjoyed the music.
Memory rushes in, then washes you away.
The organ, yeah. That's what it almost sounded like to me, like they were playing that. But I'm sure he's playing on his piano, but it just sounded like organ in the beginning. You know, the chat, I keep my lantern lit. You know, it just, again, just something, it just captures you. I can't really say that I found a part in the song or the music. It wouldn't be bright. if I was thinking light for this song, I would be thinking like it's a dim light. You know what I mean? Like, this is a song that's just, you know, it's a calm mood. I got candles lit, you know, and it's just relaxing, you know, a type mood or feel. I didn't reach too into the religious part on this one, but just really enjoyed the flow, just the flow of the music and how chill and relaxing it was.
And with all your grief in my arms, I will labor by singing light.
I mean, literally, with you know, from my views of what's going on, you know, in the world today, you have, to me, you have a yin and yang on everything. You know, you have your good and your bad. And right now, it just seems like the, how can I put it? It just doesn't feel like the light is very bright right now for everybody. If you could look back at 9/11, right, you know, huge, huge disaster, you know, that happened, you know, in America. And after it happened, you know, just seeing everybody come together was just amazing. People needed water, water was sent. People needed blood, blood was sent. You know, an overabundance of blood was sent.
People didn't know one another, but it didn't matter.
Because I have a little girl myself, so, and a lot of these children apparently lost some of their parents.
It took a long time to get to the head of the line, but it didn't matter.
I would go and I would donate my time, effort, anything I could do.
Some had never given blood and were afraid of needles, but it didn't matter.
You know, to where I believe at one point, there was like, okay, we got it. We're, you know, we're getting so much. You know, to me, that's like, hey, you know, the light is bright. People are seeing what's going on. We're coming together. It doesn't matter, you know, your race, you know, color, creed, whatever. It just doesn't matter. People are just being there for each other. You know, at this point, school shootings are happening, you know, just, you know, I don't know what's happening with, you know, with our children right now. And if there's a problem with our children, there's a problem with us, you know. So to me, the light isn't so bright. The light needs to get lit. Somebody needs to talk about it, because right now I just feel like, you know, we're just going in circles. You know, okay, school shooting, let's talk about it, pray about it, and we repeat that cycle over and over and over. School shooting again, okay, let's talk about it, pray about it, okay. You know, it just keeps revolving. So right now, I think the light is very dim, and that's how I would I could pinpoint that song with the light. You know, just, again, very melancholy, you know, and then you have the horns playing. It's just, that's how I could look at that song.
The Trump administration, facing a court order, is now racing to reunite the migrant families it's split apart under the zero-tolerance immigration policy.
Van Dyke up, and let it be a message to every Chicago police officer tonight. Yeah. Do your job right, or you can do your part.
Justice for the poor! Justice for the poor! Justice for the poor! Justice for the poor!
Change is here. The sun shines on a new day, and the day is ours.
Yeah, so when I said, you know, I keep my lanterns lit, you know, it's like, you know, people are keeping, you know, it's still lit, you know, it's still lit. Yeah, the yin and yang, people are still there. You know, they're keeping them lanterns lit. You know, just hopefully, you know, they can burn a little brighter.
And school shootings are just one example of the darkness we are experiencing right now. The barrage of news about the horrible, horrible things that are currently happening in this world can be, quite frankly, overwhelming and exhausting and hard to hear. But Damon is right. We need light to pierce the darkness. And to have more music like Sun Luxes that is willing to hope with even the dimmest of lights.
In a way, I think we're ending where we began our season. Angry, defeated, and depressed because the world's still fucked up.
Yeah. But if Sun Lux's music has taught us anything, it's that together we can press on through the darkness and keep our lanterns lit.
Now that we've wrapped up light, we want to hear from you. Tell us what Sun Lux song you choose for light by calling us at 1-916-407-1390, or just record an audio message with your phone and email it to flickerspodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to include your thoughts on the final episode of the podcast.
And don't forget that you can check out this week's bonus episode right now. The one song we did not cover in any of our things, but is the most well-known Sun Lux song, Easy.
Shout out to this episode's contributors, Blake Collier and Damon Hamm.
Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Help boost the podcast by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Tell everyone and anyone you know, whether they're a Sun Lux fan or not.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Matt Linder, storyboarding and scripting assistance by Armani Peterson.
And me, Monica Howard.